It's just about 5 minutes until the top of the hour here on the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM. Every week we talk to one of our bloggers from anchorrising.com. Andrew Morse has dropped by the studio tonight to do the segment in person. Andrew, how are you?
Good evening. Thank you for having me in.
You're very welcome. So you guys are doing something very interesting on Anchor Rising. Explain to me what it is exactly. You're scoring General Assembly candidates?
We've taken a look at basically votes on five different bills that were passed by the General Assembly in this session and some going back to previous sessions. And we think that gives a pretty good picture of what each legislator looks like and what they're likely to vote on in the future.
Right, so you picked five bills.
Yes.
And you went back to you're grading the incumbents.
Yes.
On a scale of what?
It's going to end up being a score of, we could say it's a score of 1 to 10. Is Maverick old enough to know what Spinal Tap is?
Yes.
It goes to 11, but the other way, we had a couple of reps that ended up with a score of -1 and -2. So, because we imposed a few penalty points for votes that we thought were really crazy.
Really? All right. So what are the five bills? What are the five laws?
We looked at the car tax.
Yeah.
We looked at there were amendments on unfunded mandates that were offered but didn't get passed.
When you say car tax, you mean just to allow... Is it the specific removal of local funding, or is it the actual allowing the exemption to be brought down to $500?
It was to give the communities the option to bring the exemption down to $500, but the original proposal was to only allow it to be brought down to $3,000, and it was a separate amendment that brought it down to $500. And so
because they had to take more local aid away.
Because apparently that's what they decided later on. And then there was also a bill to equalize the rates that was an amendment introduced to equalize the rates that didn't pass, which would have made things a little bit fair and a little bit less crazy.
So that's one.
Right, and now that tells you about your legislature, right? And so we have the unfunded mandates bill. There was a bill on the retirement and pension change bill that made the unions all upset. Mm-hmm. We've done the tally on that vote. There have been a number of education reform measures that have been passed, which don't get a lot. You hear about
the funding formula.
Not the funding formula, but some of the things on charter schools that were very important for Rhode Island to basically become eligible. Some people would say it isn't quite that rigid.
Right.
Exactly that. That's the fourth bill. And the fifth bill, again, it didn't get a lot of attention, but it was a bill to have the state be able to create a board that could impose the terms that teachers would receive their health insurance under.
The binding arbitration law?
No, the binding arbitration never came to a vote. This was something that happened back in January. It said the state will create a board. It will design four or five plans.
Oh, right. I remember this. That's right. Yeah.
Right. And the weird thing about this board is that unions and other private organizations can appoint members that go directly on the board. There's no gubernatorial oversight or anything like that. We think it's crazy to have elected panels being bound by unelected.
Was that voted on?
It was voted. Yes. It was actually in the 2009 session. The governor vetoed it. The veto was overridden.
Really?
Yes.
So this board is actually going to be, is law.
It is. It's been passed into law, yes.
See, nobody knows about this. This is very interesting.
And that's why people need to come to Anchor Rising to get this information. And I don't want people to think just because, some Yahoo blogger puts a number next to some legislature's name that's the end of the discussion there.
Yep.
When we call somebody, a one or a zero or something like that, or perhaps say that a legislator from South County is definitely the worst one in the state, we'd like people to come in and...
Who would that be?
Right now, I'll give the little tease here. The leader for the worst legislator in the state is Donna Walsh.
Really?
Yes. She narrowly edged out Stephen Ucci of Johnston, basically only because he missed one vote. So.
All right. We'll have to check that out. AnchorRising.com. You're scoring these are all incumbents. These are all people who are. These are not. They're not scoring their actual. Their
right,
opponents.
Because we're scoring on actual votes, not on
votes,
people
right,
said
not
that
positions.
They would do, but what they've actually done. And of
all
course,
right.
You actually have to be in the legislature to do something, which is a frightening thought.
So first
for Rhode
thing
Island.
You need to do is figure out who your rep is, then go to anchorrising.com. Look, and you have the scoring and what everything, all the way.
And
you
will have
did
the links back to the votes,
right.
and people can come in if they think there's a better explanation or some mitigating circumstances. That's right. That's what we welcome. That's how democracy works in
Look
this country
this.
And in Rhode Island.
Very nice, guys. Excellent job. Anchorrising.com, one of the best political blogs on the face of the earth, in my opinion. Andrew Morse, thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll check that out.